All right, Kay, what are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, tis the season.
Sure.
This is coming out the week of Christmas for people who celebrate. And I don't go crazy, you know, decorating or anything, but it's fun. It's fun to get people gifts and such. And one of my favorite traditions is the Advent calendar.
Yeah. Yeah. That is I always feel like I miss the beginning of the Advent calendar.
Mm-hmm. You always have to get it. It's a page a day calendar problem, right?
Yeah. Like I forget about them until like around today. Mm-hmm. You know, we're recording this on the 3rd. I'm like, well, shit. Like, do I, you know, just take 3 little bottles of whiskey or whatever in one day to catch up? Like, do I realize there are no rules for this and it's just a box of things?
Uh-huh.
Like, how do I navigate this being late?
Right.
You know, that is my experience. I've done one day and date once. Mm-hmm. And it was a little Super Mario advent calendar that had little Mario statues.
Ooh.
You know, little guys and stuff. And it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun to open that up and get like, oh, it's Birdo.
Yeah. That does sound very nice. Yeah. But what I have here is an advent calendar that everybody who loves advent calendars will love. It's an advent calendar of advent calendars. It's Ooh. Fucking huge.
Nested. Yeah.
Yeah. So this episode's coming out on the 22nd. All the previous ones have been pretty good. Got a lot of classics. Mm-hmm. It's been, you know, Jelly Advent Calendar. There's been a Jell-O sure. Advent Calendar.
There's been a Green Jelly Advent Calendar. And just each track that they have.
It is all just Little Pig.
Yeah. It's well, they had two songs. They had a B-side as well.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of flips back and forth.
Yeah, so like, you know, all the favorites. You know, there's a Star Wars one, whatever. Give me a lot of shit to throw away. But here on the 22nd, I want to open this bad boy up and let's see what this one is.
Yeah.
I'll give you the honors.
All right, I will take the gigantic piece of cardboard and peel it off.
Okay. All right. And, I've got to open up the 22nd on this one too. Yep. I don't know what this is. This is just like black and
symbols.
See,
now
do
we open 1 through 21 on that? Like, I don't.
No, you just open up the day. You throw the rest away. The thing. So, it's just a little curled up piece of paper. Looks like a Steam code. This is a shovelware advent calendar. No,
asset flip. It's the 12 asset flips of Christmas.
Let's put this in. Tap, tap, tap. It's a game called Satan Santa.
Mm. Yeah, it is. One must imagine a bad Santa.
I wish that bad Santa didn't just mean a drunk. Yeah, I wish that it was just incompetent Santa.
Like, yeah, shitty Santa is funnier than bad Santa.
Yeah.
But this is neither. Uh-huh. This sucks. This sucks bad. This sucks ass. This is stupid. Dump it.
It's really awful, actually.
This is the lowest effort thing we've ever covered. Like, this is Zom Potatoes took so much more effort. Like, this feels like this was spit out by AI.
Yeah, at least Zom Potatoes, they had to go to places to film the shit that you saw.
This came with Unity.
Yeah.
My name is Gary Butterfield, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, where video games have yet to be proven, but if they were, scientists claim they would be something like this.
Yeah. We're talking about Satan Santa. I put the thumb on the scale. I was like, okay, it's Christmas week. I want to go and pick a Christmas game. We've done pretty much all of the classic Christmas games, Gary.
Yeah.
There are some for like microcomputers that look real upsetting, but I could not get those to run on Archive. So at least in the limited time that I allotted myself to try it. So I went to Steam and I just typed in Santa and pulled the one that looked the most like it belonged, thus leading to this.
There's a whole evil, unholy Christmas bundle with the evil snowmen, the snowmen, Satan Santa, and Santa's shadow. I think it might be time to throw in the towel on seasonally appropriate abject sufferings.
Yeah.
We might have done all the ones that are worth doing.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like this sucks. This is asset flip flashlight house where you move slower than anything.
You move so fucking slow.
Like I quit. It said it's a 12 minute experience. I could not get to the end of it because once you get outside, you walk really slowly and you have to go to the church. So I'm like, okay, go to the church. And you get there and there's a line of a ladder you have to get there. And I'm like, I am not combing this area again for a fucking ladder at this movement speed with this little happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no way.
Yeah.
No how.
Of course I finished it.
It says horror in the tag, so you have to.
I have to. I'm compelled. Otherwise,
otherwise
I don't get into heaven. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the concept of this, you're a little kid. You wake up one night and you think that you hear Santa. You go downstairs. All your toys are broken. The living room is covered in blood. Your parents and sister are missing. And there is a Santa demon that is roaming the house pursuing you. So of course you
lazily
get your
easily pursuing you.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't care that much. He also, there's no hiding system in this. If you go into a room, he might just follow you. Mm-hmm. And if you're hiding in the corner in the dark, he just comes at you.
Yeah.
Like he immediately homes in on you. There's no AI to him.
No.
You're not being stalked. He's moving around randomly. If he's in the room, he finds you.
Yes, he's roving. Yes. Is the way that I would describe the movement in this. When he gets to you, it's the funniest thing that happens in the game. You get a little like very like badly compressed like animated GIF of this model like menacing you, but it looks for all the world like he is motorboating the air in front of him with his entire body and going.
He might be motorboating.
Yeah.
Like they've invented a pill that allows you to motorboat a child. And like that is.
No. Yeah. Happening. You should have pulled the ripcord.
Yeah. Well, it started it. I commit if nothing else, but it's kind of a funny image. He's a weird guy too. He's not like a traditional scary Santa. He's very goblinoid.
Extremely goblinoid, very short. Also, like he's not wearing a Santa costume. That's just the coloration of his body.
Yeah. And very little to do with Santa.
Yeah.
You go downstairs and get a gun.
You go downstairs to one of my favorite kinds of zones in games, a liminal pillarscape.
It looks like bone wheels are going to pop out.
Yeah.
It looks almost exactly like the liminal pillarscape under the painted world of Ariandel. Or painted world of Ariamis. Like, it looks like bone wheels are going to pop out.
Yeah.
It's foggy.
Yeah, you get the gun, and then outside there are just a shitload of, like, reindeer demon.
Yeah. Dead. Like dead reindeer, you know, like I couldn't fight reindeer. Dead reindeer and then Slender Man the note. Like a bunch of notes about the reindeer.
Oh, that's weird. So the enemies outside didn't spawn for you. They're like, if you look at the Steam page, they're at about like second mark 14 in the video that plays. They're like spindly reindeer demons that have glowing noses and eyes that pursue you.
Yeah, no, these guys were all dead.
Oh,
huh. When I went outside, maybe that might have been why I was so mad at this.
Mm-hmm.
Because imagine you went outside and there was nothing there, and you were just walking through this like gigantic snow maze trying to find assets.
Picture Dear Esther, but with no narration.
Yeah, yeah. It was really really boring, and I'm not surprised that it broke because it's the cheapest thing I've ever seen in my life. This is the most like thrown together from. Like $1.49 at the asset store thing I've ever seen in my life.
You can see at the end, this creator, let me see what their name is, Nannings Games, did credit all of the assets. And it's just an endless list.
Yeah.
And of course, the AI generated content disclosure, return this game. I'm going to return it. This game and its marketing materials include AI-based assets refined to fit the creative vision, the refuge of scoundrels.
The creative vision? What are you talking about? Like, the idea of an evil Santa is pretty hack.
Yes.
At this point. It's been going on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of flashlight house, you know, that's your term. mm-hmm. been going on for a long time. You're stalked around a house. You have a flashlight. Grow up, whore. Yep. Like, we don't have to keep doing this.
No.
Putting them together, it doesn't make it better.
No.
It doesn't have, like, the gleeful, like, insanity of Eggs for Bart.
No, not at all.
Which is basically the same, trying to do basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but is genuinely scary. This just, it felt so cheap.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, man, this is, I could have done this.
Uh-huh.
Like, this just feels like when people talk about games being produced by generative AI, this is what I think about as the actual, you know, that video, do you see that video of that where it's like fucking hilarious?
Oh, yeah. The
shooter.
Where like if you walk up against the wall and then turn around, you're just in a different level.
Yeah. Because like you go down in the sewer and you're outside.
Yeah.
Like all that stuff. It's very confusing.
So I will make an admission. I think that effect is really fucking cool if you were able to do that manually and with artists. Like that kind of like there is no like permanence to anything. Sure. Kind of hallucinatory kind of thing. I think that fucking rules, actually. I just hate that it is being shown to me as this is why we need to ruin the fucking world so you can get something that looks like this.
And well, it's intention fucking nonsense. Matters, though. You know,
yeah.
Like in that video, it wasn't there to make it surreal and impermanent. It was supposed mm-hmm. to look like, you know, Tom Clancy's Counterinsurgence.
Yeah.
Like it was not meant to be a cool, surreal dreamscape. It was just meant to be your, what is that fucking game? Where you're in the city Division. It was supposed to be like the Division,
mm-hmm.
you know? So like it just, it was happening because of mistake.
Yes.
You know, it was not deployed with intent. Like all of these things can be done well if they're employed with intent.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no intent. That's the problem with AI.
Yeah, absolutely. I get a little bit defensive because like I like the result of that effect, but I am not saying I like AI.
There's other examples of that effect.
Yeah.
Of like a non-real space, like turning mm-hmm. around and being somewhere else.
Yeah.
Happens in The Ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's lots of things that are different.
Yes.
Other than that. This feels like, so that is right now, if somebody generates a game, it doesn't make any sense. Like that doesn't mm-hmm. have words you can read in it or whatever. This feels like what you could actually do.
Mm-hmm.
Like eventually the end result of AI games, it feels like you could make Satan Santa.
Yeah. You could
and
say
it's just a bunch of concepts that you've already seen mm-hmm. done worse.
Spit out the Unity code that will make a popular horror game, but with a Christmas theme. And it would it would like basically give you the design doc, as it were, and like the rough engine or whatever, where you could go place whatever assets you wanted to. And this is what you would get is something this uninspired.
It even the copy for it. Looks like it was written by AI to me. And I was going through the reviews of this mm-hmm. and most people are like, this is not good.
Yeah. You know, are you talking about XX Adonis XX's review? Yes. 13.2 hours on record.
There's a 13.2 hours on record, clearly AI written review.
Yeah.
That filled me with such fucking rage. Like I was already mad at this and I was looking up stuff about it. I was like, this fucking feels like AI. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I fucking smell AI.
Yeah.
And then, like went and saw this and I was like, fuck.
Uh-huh.
Gross.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah. I've developed a really good nose for spotting AI text, especially like untreated, because it's all fucking intro. Like it is all the throat clearing that a bad like college student would do at the beginning of a 5-paragraph essay.
Yeah. Well, in addition to just being wordy.
Yeah.
Like another thing with AI is that it, for some reason, you would think if it kept it simple, mm-hmm. it'd be less, you know, feel less fake, but it's always like, oh, well, nevertheless, you know, it's always doing that. It's like they're entirely trained on Grammatical King.
Yeah.
It's the only large language model we had. We had to feed in these specific game facts. It's all we had. Sorry.
Just it is all 40-page game facts reviews is what it's trained on. Yeah. You would think it would go for brevity because that is less surface area for somebody to catch on. Right. Well,
and again, AI, these are all tired points. I'm just mad about it because everyone should be mad about it all the time.
Right.
It's wrong. Like this AI review of this, going around with a flashlight and a makeshift weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You have a gun. You found a pistol.
You found a pistol.
There's nothing makeshift about it. It's the family pistol in the text. Like, I hate this game. I played it for like 8 minutes and I figured that out. How could you not get this?
Yeah.
You dumb fucking computer.
Yeah. And it's all like this person, you know, if it's not a sock puppet, it is somebody who just wanted to write a review. Yeah. Gary, 8,419 reviews written on this person.
They're doing some stuff. Yeah. They're working on something.
Mega Mall Story 2 takes Kairosoff's signature formula of a charm. Yeah, it is. It's all just this. They're building the
insanity.
Something.
Yeah, like, just like, I just want the glory that comes with having a recommended Steam review, but it's a numbers game.
Yeah.
I need to put out as many lines into the ocean as I possibly can.
I don't want to write this. Like, I do not want to communicate anything. I want to have written it, and I want people to have to read it until they realize that this is nothing. It is just books by the foot.
Yeah, just making it wasting my time. I don't know how they got 13.2 hours in record. In the review, it says the gameplay is relatively short, often lasting around 20 minutes, which may leave some players wanting a more expansive experience. That's many playthroughs of this game.
Yeah.
That's like 39 playthroughs of this game.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did. That's a lot.
It is too many. So mentioning the gun, it's real funny because like the images, that are advertising this are also not not accurate. The gun is a semi-automatic. What you have in the game is like a revolver model, but the ammo pickup is still a clip.
Yeah. Even within the screenshots, it's inconsistent.
Yeah.
Sometimes it shows the revolver, sometimes it shows the semi-automatic.
Uh-huh.
I don't care about those kind of details, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's not, if somebody had genuinely made that mistake, that's the kind of thing that pops up on trivia all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, Leon had this gun, but then when he was in the cutscene, he had this gun.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. You know, I do not hope somebody gets fired for that blunder.
No.
But here, when it is part, you know, if it was any other game, I would say like, oh, it's just different versions. They took the screenshots
you know,
before they decided to make it a revolver for whatever reason. Here, though, it's like, well, none of this is fucking real. None of this matters. Nobody cared about this. It was made just to release. So fuck it. Just post. Yeah.
No, there's absolutely no intention or effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and effort has always been a big part of the formula of appreciation. You know, mm-hmm. like for almost anything.
Yeah.
Like people, when you appreciate something that somebody did, you are inherently appreciating their effort.
Yeah.
You know, and that gets like literal often. People will just like, yeah, no, this must have taken a really long time. That is part of why this is so fucking offensive to me is that like, mm-hmm. why should I care enough to play this if you didn't care enough to make it?
Yeah. I like games that are made by humans.
Yeah. Or made.
Uh-huh.
I like games that are made.
Yeah.
Like that feel like, you know, there's some kind of intent to them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just nothing here.
Yeah. No, it's fuck. It's dismal.
Very sad.
I don't know. Like there was there was something. Somebody just posted a screenshot. Like HBO had like.
Oh, posted, yeah.
It was so HBO had posted a remaster of Mad Men. Okay. It's like, I guess it was like AI upscaled to 4K or something like that. Except like somebody, you know, found a frame where of a scene where like one of the characters is vomiting and it's all these guys in suits standing around and you can just see like they didn't mat it right. The crew member who is like feeding up the vomit tube behind the actor, like it's just it's just included. It's like seeing the lighting rig in the shot. Nobody fucking cared to watch this. Nobody proofread it. Nobody did anything. We just post it. Nobody's gonna care.
Yeah, we don't have time for that.
Yeah, and like anytime you see somebody talking about like how much AI can help them, it's like, oh yeah, it's gonna change everything. Obviously, you've never done any work or tried to use this because you spend more time fixing shit than you.
Yeah.
Than you would actually spend just writing it in the first place.
It's also, I am very susceptible to the romantic argument of what exactly about life are you trying to get away from?
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of this stuff, we just record Real Itch Hours, so it's a little bit ironic, but typically I'm amenable to rejecting eat your vegetables as a thing.
Yeah.
I'm not into like suffering, mm-hmm. like, you know, suffering builds character. This part of this thing sucked and that's why it's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you're down to automating and getting rid of things that are so simple as just replying to an email,
Yeah.
You know, from like your friends, not like work emails, you know, like I will get a chat from Will and like, you know, fucking Google will be like, do you want to say this back?
No.
Why am I trying to save time now? Like I'm talking to my friend.
Uh-huh.
What would be the point of this? Like, what am I trying to get away from? Mm-hmm. What am I moving to?
Yeah.
You know, what do you think I'm going to do with that time I save?
Mm-hmm. You're going to scroll.
You're
going to engage with content. Doesn't matter who it was made by, that is surface area for advertisement. That is what you are going to do. You're going to scroll and you're going to gamble.
It's philosophically really gross.
Repugnant.
Yeah. Like very, very gross. And just also, nobody is fooled by it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I haven't met anybody who is into it and like likes it. I've met a couple people who like the images.
Yeah.
You know, and that's bleak a little bit too, because when they were bad, they were kind of good.
Yeah.
Now, now they're in this uncanny thing and they fucking suck.
Yeah. No, it's a fucking awful, you know, AI music, that, just, you know, we're all Charlie Kirk AI song that was put out, you know, or we are just, and then all of the infinite like remixes and stuff like, you know, I only get the shit secondhand, but apparently Joe Rogan now, when he sits down with a guest, like every time he gets somebody new, he's like, have you listened to AI music? Like, I fucking love AI music. It's all I listen to. And he'll make somebody listen to an AI song on the air.
Good God. Yeah. Here, you smell this.
did you hear that? Like a machine made that.
It's how they get those planes so fast. The thing with AI music that's really frustrating too, like I was reading about this, is that the culture war people who are for it, mm-hmm. one of the things they are saying is like, oh, this is what's going to finally clean up pop music, which is a weird sexist thing to say. That's rooted in like, you know, music for girls is bad.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like modern pop music. I don't listen to it, but having a really strong stance against it,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I'm not a pop.
Immediate red flag. Yeah.
Yeah. Huge red flag to just be like, ugh, you know, who do you, if you put into the machine, make a modern pop song, what do you think it's trying to emulate?
Yeah.
You know, the only difference is somebody doesn't get paid. Like it's mm-hmm. the same shit though. You're not going to get more artistic integrity from getting rid of artists.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, God, we are so like, as people do not care, this post-truth everything, like,
yeah,
it's short-circuiting. Like it is just a man.
Yeah. And I just, I don't know, end up feeling like, you know, every time I step outside of that bubble, every time I step outside of the people who I surround myself with, who do care about this shit, and run into somebody who's just like, yeah, it's fine, whatever. I just let it do it. It's just like, I feel like my hair's on fire.
Yeah.
And it's so boring and it's so repetitive to talk about it, but you have to, I think. I this far and no further is what I feel.
Yeah. Well, and also like, very strong feelings about it.
Yeah.
If I'm not talking about it, I'm not going to go downstairs and like yell into my pillow. Like, Santa. Like, you know, I have a platform. I could talk about what I want.
Yeah.
The, you know, it is very boring. There are smarter people than me who have made more cogent points about this.
Yeah.
Don't ignore this though, because it sucks.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's just like, you don't think it's fightable. Like, even if you don't think it's practical.
Yeah.
You know, you can at least have the right opinion about it. Mm-hmm. It's fucking gross. And I don't understand how anybody doesn't see it as gross.
Yeah. If there was a law, it would be against it. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's a, sucks. Yeah. Sucks ass. Every time I see it, it is a bummer. It's all over YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will go through and do the actual step of like, don't recommend me this shit.
Yeah.
When it pops up. But like, it slips in through those filters as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that creeping sensation of like, oh, this isn't real.
And just like, God, Gary, the number of times that I have been, one got passed, but like there were times where like I just will announce like, hey, I'm gonna stream this game. It happened with that Mute House game You know, classic throwback survival horror kind of looking thing. I was like, hey, I'm going to be streaming that this weekend. And somebody said, yeah, no, they use AI in that. It's like, well, fuck, I already bought it. So I've got to fucking return that. I was in the middle of a stream of a game based on like Junji Ito stuff, like an actual like official Junji Ito like horror game. It wasn't great, but you were seeing Junji Ito shit. I was like, somebody in the chat was like, something really looks off. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go take a look. Cause the AI disclosure is like all the way at the bottom of every page. When you see, and it's like, nope, fucking AI was used in this. The studio made that. And yeah. I've got to fucking stop and return it now because again, not an inch.
Yeah. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
There's in a world where there's unlimited content, the idea that we're trying to make a whole bunch of worse content is crazy. Mm-hmm. And you have, even within your subgenre, mm-hmm. you have your pick.
Yes.
Of things to do. Mm-hmm. You do not need to resort to nonsense.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. This is just like an existentially depressing game.
It is really depressing.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do about it. No. I don't know how to fix it. I'm powerless mm-hmm. to fix it. I'm just mad.
It just, all you can do is what you have. The only thing you can affect is what's around you. Right.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And not engage, mm-hmm. you know, if that metric is being, if anywhere people are counting the people who are not engaging mm-hmm. with the stuff, who are typing minus AI into their Google results and stuff. I just want to be one of those numbers because it's basically what I can do if I'm not mm-hmm. going to like firebomb a data center.
Yeah.
Which I'm not.
No.
You know, it's a, that's of course.
I like not being in jail.
Yeah, of course I'm not. Nobody, you know, is going to. People talk about it like, oh, you talk a big game. You're going to do this. No, you're not.
Yeah. Well, what you can do is laugh it out of the room. Right.
Yeah.
Same thing with like fascists. Like, hey, you're being a fucking asshole. Weirdo. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking weird.
Get this shit out of here. Like, it's not, you're not even worth my time with this.
Quit being weird.
Yeah.
Also, I want to sic enemies against each other. This is about Christmas.
Uh huh.
Like, where are the right wing people being mad about this shit? Like, just, I don't, specifically not AI, mm-hmm. Satan Santa. Like, that's two things they don't like having together.
Yeah.
Let them fight. Like, I'm gonna sick on uh-huh. them. I'm gonna narc. I'm gonna drop a dime on this thing and be like, hey, this is encouraging satanic views for Christmas. Would you guys like, you think uh-huh. it's good,
but
does that make you mad?
But Gary, yes, there is Santa. You do shoot Santa with a gun. You kill Santa with a gun.
They do like gun.
Yeah,
they love Santa, but they love gun as well. It is the ultimate test for conservos. Like, who do they like more, you know?
Yeah
That's tricky.
I don't know,
that is tricky.
But you get into like trad cath people too, which is the fucking ascendant, the adult convert Catholic people who are like, well, you know, Santa, you know, that's not actually it, it's a blah blah blah. It's like, okay, fuck you, just fuck everything.
Yeah, I don't know about that, and I don't want to know about that.
Yeah.
I care not.
Yeah, the Nanning games, which has a ridiculous number of games that all look like, God, this just used to be like mobile shovelware is what this used to be. And now it's all just tricky fox.
Which, the thing about the mobile shovelware thing is they would have to be programmed and they tended to be copies of things that worked.
Yes.
Like if you were going to pick up a random Flappy Bird clone, mm-hmm. it would be fun because Flappy Bird's pretty fun.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't have a, they were just like copies. Mm-hmm. And it was, I understand that more.
No.
Like that is somehow a modicum more respectable mm-hmm. because you're at least like seeing something and recognizing something in it.
Yeah.
You know, it requires object permanence,
mm-hmm.
You know, and some recognition of quality as opposed to just like, I don't know, do this, like, which does not.
This studio or this publisher or whatever did put out a game which at the very least has made me laugh. It's called Grapple Whip. And the images of it are very funny. It is very obviously like game maker trash. The first sentence of the description, you are a cowboy without legs and uses his grapple whip to move around.
We've all been there.
Yeah, you like, work out without legs. Oh no.
Oh shit, not again. Yeah. Yeah. It could happen to you any day.
Step into the boots or lack thereof of a daring cowboy as you take on an exhilarating journey through challenging levels.
This game, okay, I'm sold. AI is good, actually. Never mind. This is sick. The cowboy without legs sold me on it. This is good. Yeah. Boy, I think it would be cool. I don't want one cowboy not to have legs, but I think it would be fair if no cowboys had legs.
Oh, shit.
And it would
shit.
Change movies a lot.
Yeah, that makes the horses make more sense.
Yeah, or the horses could not have legs as well. Like, just a no legs in the Old West policy.
Like, I'm walking hippity hop.
Yeah. Like, everyone's kind of a hippity hop or you know, Dorgo the living torso or whatever. Like, they're all just dragging themselves around and using lassos to get around. Horses are mostly for meat. I basically reimagined my own, like, fantasy world here. But just the no legs for cowboys.
Stumpland.
Yeah, Stumpland. Stumpland Tales.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. No legs for a cowboy.
You don't
imagine all of them.
You don't get legs. You haven't earned legs. Yeah. I don't want you to have legs.
Like in Deadwood, Al Swearingen wakes up and goes, top of the fucking morning, and then just rolls down the stairs. Like into the bar. Coffee. Be great.
Yeah. Oh god. So actually all this is good. Take everything back. Quickest reversal since we did a 180 on monster trucks.
Monster trucks. I just like the idea of a cowboy with no legs. I wonder if there were, you know, there's that drummer who only has one arm. I wonder if there were any cowboys with no legs.
I feel like I would have heard about that. I feel like that would be like a legend.
Yeah, it'd be like famous. Mm-hmm. I hope so. If he was a shitty cowboy with no legs, like he's just not very good at it. Like he has no legs, but he's not good enough to be famous at it.
Bad cowboy. Yeah.
Yeah. Bad cowboy. Like bad Santa. You know, Santa with no legs.
Oh shit.
I also like that. Do I hate legs?
I think you might hate legs.
Yeah. It's just a fun thing to imagine. I've oftentimes imagined the cats not having legs and kind of moving around like slugs.
Yeah. No, you've talked about the protean nature of Jessica the cat.
Yeah, wanting Jessica to be like a Jake the Dog figure where I could like change her. One of the things is not having legs and her just being this very like appealing tube that kind of rolled around that you could pet.
Is it just inchworms?
Yeah, like little inchworms. And but like a Santa cowboy, like I'm trying to think of a thing I don't think is more interesting without legs.
Centipede?
Less or more interesting without legs.
Yeah.
That's just a worm. Quantity thing. It's not a quality thing. Those aren't interesting legs. I've seen legs like that. That's not good legs. But like basketball would be like foosball. Like the characters would be in place. You know, and they kind of have to pass. The passing game would be much more important.
It'd be all that.
I don't know. So there's lots of advantages.
We need to go.
Yeah, we gotta go. I'm going to keep thinking about this, and I'm going to start imagining what it's like to have no legs, and then I'll get serious about this stupid idea.
And then
feel sad and apologize for ableism.
And this is not like, oh, you had legs and they're gone. This is what of a world where legs didn't ever exist.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Weeble Wobbles. I'm not thinking about people who have been.
You're not born on the 4th of July. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody's been born on the 4th of July in cowboy world.
Yeah.
Good sentence. If you like this sentence, go to patreon.com/TV Duckfeed TV. Just Duckfeed TV, not TV Duckfeed TV.
Yeah.
And give us money. $5 gets you a bunch of old bonus episodes of the show and bonus shows generally.
Mm-hmm. If you go there, I put together a collection of all of our free shit. It's called the Freebie Sack. Check that out. See what is, you know, get a taste of what's behind the paywall there.
Yeah.
There's much more waiting for you if you let it.
Yeah, jump by it beyond the wall. Mm-hmm. It is good beyond the wall.
Yeah.
Also, leaving ratings, reviews, Apple Podcast, Podcast Addict, wherever you find reviews, subscribing, things like that, telling your friends. And thank you, our producer, Gwen.
Thank you so much, Gwen.
Yeah. What should they do until next time?
Until next time, don't close that window, baby. I remember one. I remember the one I was going to pick. Until next time, we've been Abject Suffering. Who is Tim and Paula?